Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman back with you from a little bit of a vacation.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Got to right back into the thick of it this morning.
Thick is almost done.
I thought it would happen.
Minimal term.
Right?
It's more right. than thick today.
Very thick. Like a little swampy, maybe. We'll see how this goes for the next few days going until next Friday. Of course, we've had a lot of primary coverage all morning. We'll continue that in focus just a little bit later. We'll have Dr. Timothy Schaefer with the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy will be in. We'll also replay that interview we had this morning with Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo talking about the primary results and really where we go from here. Because as we've been saying all morning, Secretary of State Chris Kobach with all the Johnson County precincts finally reporting in a 191 vote edge over Governor Jeff Collier. But as we talked about, there's still a lot of provisionals out there across the state that each county needs to count. There's mail-in ballots that need to be counted. So who knows? But we'll go over that a little bit later in the show. Right now, it's time to talk some schools. It's a nice switch up. Take a little break from the election coverage a little bit. A
little break from politics.
Yeah. We got Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio with us. Usually we have Tim Winter with Wamigo in here as well, but he had to shoot an email, couldn't make it this morning. But Kevin, you're here, so we're still good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's almost time. We're going to be hearing those school bells.
We are getting very, very close. Bells sound a little bit different nowadays than the old traditional bells, but we will get things fired off next Thursday when all of our students come back. K to 12.
Can you believe it?
It has been a short, hectic summer, but we've been working hard to prepare our buildings for them, our staff. We've got new staff coming in this Friday for new teacher orientation, and then we have some trainings next Monday, Tuesday, and faculty meetings and work day on Wednesday. So teachers are getting ready. There's been a lot of teachers in our buildings preparing their rooms, preparing themselves for when students come back.
How does a superintendent prepare him or herself for that first day of school?
The superintendent's been doing a lot of things the superintendent didn't think he would do this summer, but it's been good. We've been a little bit shorthanded with some of our custodial staff. Our custodians have been doing a wonderful job getting our buildings ready, but been helping out a little bit with some patching of carpets and going to do a little plumbing work later this evening. So
doing it all.
A little bit of everything, but tell you what, we've got a great group of people working on our buildings and on our grounds.
And enrollment's all taken care of?
Well, it's a different type of enrollment than what it was, 10 or 15 years ago. Primarily, our enrollment is done all online. We do have some people that will come in and drop off paperwork, if they're transferring in or if they're completely new to the district. Some requests for records, things such as that, they will come in and sign those forms. But most of it's done online. We had some glitches earlier to where PowerSchool, which is the company we use, wasn't shooting those forward to us. I will get updates where we're at tomorrow on Thursday as to where we're at with our enrollment. Right now we're projecting that we're going to be 30 to 40 students more than what we had last year. We're expecting to be real close to 1,100 students this year. But, we always look forward to that September 20 count day to know exactly where we're at. We look forward to the first day of school to see who we have enrolled, who we have attending, that hasn't got the enrollment process quite all done yet. So it's different than, like I said, what it was 10, 15 years ago when you physically had families come in, do their enrollment, and to fill out all the hard copy paperwork. It's a little bit more streamlined, a little handier for everybody involved, much more flexible for everyone involved because there's no longer, open the doors at 7, close them at 7 type of a situation. They can enroll when it's handy for them.
Brady Bowman with you back on In Focus, and do want to just take a quick note to thank Nick McNamara, Sam Henney, and of course Dave for filling in for me while I've been gone here on In Focus, also the morning newscast. Kevin was back home in the Winfield area, caught in a little bit. It's been like back-to-back fair weekends for me because a couple weekends ago we had a Riley County Fair, and I was checking that out, was a pie judge.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I can add that to the resume now.
There you go.
Rhubarb pie. Let me know what you know, if you have any tips on rhubarb pie. I'm your guy now.
Okay, well, I'm a fruit pie person, so you know, let me know.
Yeah, I used to think I was the same, but actually, you know, I'm on rhubarb pie now. It's actually pretty good. Have you had rhubarb?
I have.
Yeah.
Usually with something else to cut the tartness a little bit.
Right, right, right. Well, the pies were legit. I was worried about that. But then, you know, I kind of like a little bit of tart, though, so it was okay. But was at the Cali County Fair back in Winfield and caught in some figure eight races, which were great. Saw some family, had too much fair food. I got a lot of recovery on that I need to do. But here with Kevin Logan, he's a superintendent with Rock Creek Schools. And Kevin, I guess just maybe for parents who may be listening, and again, that first day of school at Rock Creek will be Thursday. Any advice you have for them as far as to be prepped for that first day?
Yeah, first day, I would say be patient. We are changing some schedules around this year. We're changing some operations as far as drop-offs at St. George Elementary School. Students were asking that they don't show up to school until 7:30, and then at 7:30, the doors will open. We used to hold our bus riders on the bus until 5 till 8 to go into the building, and then a bus would go out to Rock Creek from there. When the buses enter St. George now, we will unload those buses and move them towards Rock Creek. They've changed around the pickup times for some of our routes. I know our transportation director, Pam Holliday, and her bus drivers have been trying to call parents, communicate with them to let them know if maybe they've gone from a last pickup in the morning to one of the first pickups of the morning. And again, it's just got to, it's been a change with our population growing and where we run our routes and what streets are included on what routes. So there's some changes there. Rock Creek High School is going to start 10 minutes earlier in the morning, give us a few more hours in our schedule throughout the year. Those will be added on to first hour and take care of some business as what happens in every school, you know, as far as announcements and such, and that first opening 10 minutes, kind of some prep time. So changes being made that way. So I just tell the parents to be patient. Again, that day is Thursday, August 15th. When they come back, it'll take us a while to get the wrinkles ironed out. It'll take a while for the kids to get used to being on the bus again. You know, their schedules change to where they're up, maybe not sleeping quite as late in the morning, maybe not staying up quite as late at night. So, you know, it's exciting. I know after those first couple days, the teachers are worn out, the kiddos are worn out, and I'm really thinking that our Thursday-Friday start is a good place for us this year and being able to have a weekend after the two-day start.
Just break it in slowly, just yep. Kind of.
Get those toes in the water and yeah. See what it feels like before we jump in.
Exactly. Here with Kevin Logan, Rock Creek Superintendent. I was just about to say, hey, here's the number to call us if you want, but somebody's already ahead of me. We do got a phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Thank you so much for all your efforts. You know, the old dead horse that I keep beating, the grandchildren's parents come over there to Pott County now, left Manhattan, and spent almost between the land and the house and the tractor and the horses, almost $500,000 to bring their children, my grandchildren, over to your schools. Thank you so much for all your efforts. They voted with their feet and their money.
I appreciate that. We feel like we've got a wonderful school, great teachers, and you know, it all starts with the kids, and we have a student body that I'd put up against any. So I appreciate the kind comments.
Again, thanks for that call, 785-537-1350. We'll have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan with us for maybe about 3 or 4 minutes before we move on and get right back into the primary discussion and election discussion. That's really going to be the hot topic today, end of the week, probably into next week until everything's finalized next Friday with counties across the state. Talking Rock Creek Schools, talking the first day of school, and again, just to be prepped for some things, be prepped for some new schedules, and just be kind of prepped, just kind of get back in that that mindset. As far as some other things, Kevin, to note that people should be aware of, I'm sure like sports and activities will probably get going again.
You know, our fall sports practices begin on Monday the 13th, and days that we do not have school, there won't be buses for those practices. So that will be something for the parents and the student athletes to get worked out, to get to their practices on time. We have a big teacher training going on Monday and Tuesday, runs 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. That is one thing that will be a little bit different for our afternoon high school practices. If they've got a coach that is a teacher, the teacher will be in that training till 4, so practices will be after that. So it'll be one of those things. There won't be people out at the Rock Creek campus until after 4 due to the fact that our training is down in St. George. It was our best facility to do the training that we're doing. So, again, those sports practices begin on the 13th. Student athletes and parents should contact their individual coaches, and coaches, I believe, have sent out information to their student athletes regarding what their independent sport schedules do look like. And, you know, we're excited for the fall activities to begin, really excited just to get our kids back in the building. Our in-service training that we have Monday and Tuesday is Kagan's model of cooperative learning. We'll do days 1 and 2 of a 5-day training. Really excited to get our teachers trained in that model. Our focus is student engagement for the next 3 years of this KESA accreditation cycle that we're on. And basically, the Kagan structures guarantee student engagement. So we're really excited to get that training to our staff. We have 2 days in August. We'll have 2 more days in October, and the final 5th day will be next August. But really excited to see that. Parents may hear their students come home talking about being on a team, and teachers will set their classrooms up in teams. We're going to get into this gradually, but real excited to see some pedagogical changes coming forward in our classrooms also.
Here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. And Kevin, before we go and get to that first break here in just a couple minutes or so, just kind of looking back at last year, is this going to be your third year?
This will be year three
for you at Rock Creek School District. And I guess just kind of looking for, I ask you about some tips for that first day of school, but maybe just kind of some tips just kind of for the year overall, maybe just some things you've observed that's just really worked well as far as student engagement, and just tips for parents on making sure their kids not only just feel safe at school, of course, that's school safety is always a big thing that's on our minds right now, but just as far as student success in general.
You know, we walk that fine line like everybody does. We want to be as open and available to our parents and our public as what we absolutely can, but we have to look out for the safety side of our students. I do know, you know, we've got folks, parents will come in and they're frustrated because the door is locked. They have to ring a bell to come in. And again, that's it's student safety. Like I said, it's kind of a fine line because you want to be open and accessible. But I would say, you know, just be patient with us as we get some new systems worked out, especially down at St. George. We've got a new administrator down there who is making some changes as to how the building runs. You know, and I say changes, I think in the long run, you'll see that they're improvements. You know, and there's changes can be a mess in the middle. And I think as we work through the process, they'll see things start to smooth out quite a bit. You know, get involved in your child's school, get involved with the PTO, get involved with Booster Club, come to the parent-teacher conferences. You know, when those start rolling out in October, make those contacts often and early. Same thing we tell our teachers is make those parent contacts early and often, you know, just so that the parents know what's going on. Check out your child's backpack for the younger students when they come home. Look for those letters that are coming home from our classroom teams so that they know what's happening within the building. One thing I would encourage parents to do is keep an eye on their children's hoodies and coats and gloves when it gets a little bit colder. We end up with tables upon tables of lost and found, and really hate to we bag them up and take them to Goodwill. You know, just be asking, you know, hey, where's your hoodie? Where's your glove? Because those things build up, you know, and we hate to get those lost at school and not back to the rightful owners. So be asking your kiddos about that. But yeah, just stay involved in your schools. We've got back to school activities going on this Friday at Westmoreland. We have kindergarten, and then next Monday it's back to school for students at Westmoreland, and then on Wednesday back to school and groundbreaking for our new project at St. George and Rock Creek next Wednesday the 15th. So lots of things going on there. Board meeting next Monday night at Westmoreland. It's also our budget hearing. So we start the board will start asking questions about the budget, possibly about 6:30. Budget hearing would be at 7 o'clock, followed immediately by our regular August meeting. But a change of location, typically we're at Rock Creek. This will be at Westmoreland Elementary.
Here we go. We're back in it again.
We're there. That just sounded like a lot of announcements, but just a lot of things going on as we're getting ready to kick the year off.
It'll be Friday Night Lights here before soon, too.
It will be. Looking forward to it. Our football field's looking great. We've had kids in the weight room all summer. Coach Oberkram runs a wonderful weight program down there. He's helped out by Coach Morgan Milham with the girls. Cross country's been running in the mornings. Football, the kids that are going out for football have been meeting together out there and working. It's just been wonderful. Seeing the kids out on the campus and excited about being back in those activities.
Another school year about to get going again.
We're ready to kick it off, absolutely.
Right. Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, thanks, Kevin, for coming in.
Thank you, Brady.
When we come back, we'll get back into the primary discussion, maybe replay that interview we had with Rich Fargo coming up on the other side. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt